Tim, back to winning ways. You must be absolutely pleased.
Yeah, we went one without a point, which is, I know people are startled these days when we don't, you know, we get beat and everyone sort of starts asking me questions about not what you wanted and all that. But I'm being funny. They've been magnificent, the players. We haven't gone back-to-back defeats for a long, long time. And I said, you know, sometimes we've got to take a bit of a reality check where we are at the minute. And today was a terrific bounce back from us. I felt that obviously it was a start from heaven to score early. Clinical finish from Bliss. He, you know, had a debut to remember. I thought he was a proper handful all days. Athletically, he's almost unplayable. And once we learn to play with him and he learns to play with us, I think he'll be a massive asset to us. But I thought as a team, we were excellent. It's, you know, as you said, we had to bounce back from a defeat where we were below par. I don't think physically we were tired from Blackpool, but I think emotionally and mentally, it was a game too many for us. And you know, we'd more or less had 3 days off before it. We'd done a little bit on the Thursday, but not much, just to try and, I was aware they'd be leggy after such a hard game and to lose in such a manner. And it did spill over into the Barrow game, there's no doubt about that. But today we were right back on it. Thought we were bright. We obviously looked after ourselves, trained Christmas Eve. I gave the lads the day off yesterday, but, you know, I think they obviously did it right. So I couldn't be any more delighted with them, and it's a massive 3 points for us.
Brilliant debut, as you say, from Nathan Bliss. It's starting after just 4 minutes getting that goal. And as you say, there's not many defenders who are going to beat him in the air, but he's good on his feet as well.
Yeah, he can play. Nathan's a good player. I mean, he's rapid as well for a lot of his height. He covers the ground. He's very quick. As you say, he's got good touch. He'll hold the ball up for you. He'll threaten the shoulder when required, but when the ball comes in the box, he's ahead on a stick. So, you know, it's a great debut for him. I've got a pool of very, very good strikers. You know, Bliss and Wrighty got paired today a little bit, played a little bit half-cock with Ozzy on coming off one side or floating in and around with a three-man midfield. and we were a threat, no doubt, going forward. So I can only be delighted with it. You know, this is a tough place to come. They beat Salford 2-0 last time here. So, you know, we have to put it into perspective what a great result it is for us.
Yeah, it's clearly an unhappy place. So there was the invasion which you had to go off for 8 minutes. What did you say during that time?
Nothing really. There was only about three of them in the dressing room. The restroom was stood in the tunnel. I didn't say anything to them. I just said concentrate, make sure that you don't go out and you're sloppy and concede a goal, basically. And you know, clean sheets are gold dust. You know, in any division in the world, they're gold dust. We scored some goals, but we didn't concede, so that's wonderful.
Yeah, finally on that, someone feel free to correct me, but I think that's 13 clean sheets for the season in all competitions. That's a fantastic record.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's almost 1-2. So we got to be delighted with that. You know, but we do defend from the front. You know, we don't just rely on Booty and the defenders to defend. We defend as a unit and try and get back and help. And the strikers work hard. And you know, when I see the stats and they cover the ground, they're working really hard. So you know, as a team, they're a good set of lads, a good squad. You know, I can call on all of them, and I know that they'll contribute and put a shift in. So I'm delighted with that. It's a great result for us, and we move on. You know, we've got Wrexham away, who've had a massive win today. Obviously, I would imagine a big crowd there. And then we play Chesterfield at home, so you know, tough games. They don't get much tougher than that. And then Eastleigh to follow that. Hard work. But listen, we'll get on with it.
Some tasty fixtures, though. That's, yeah. Some exciting ones.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you want to play football, then you want to be up the top end of the league, and you want to be competing. And you know, we are competing, and we're whatever game we've been in, we've more or less always been in the game coming into the last 5 or 10 minutes. You know what I mean? We've never been out of sight, really, even at Fylde or at Orient, where we were goals down, we were still creating chances. So you know, I couldn't be any more delighted with them. But listen, it's what it is now. We move on, and big games to come. So Merry Christmas to all the Moors fans out there. They all enjoyed it. They came in numbers again today, which is wonderful, and their support's invaluable. So thanks to them, and I hope to see them all at Wrexham.